There we are. Okay. Hi, guys. It's us. We are back, and we are on, guess what episode?
90?
Yes. Episode 90. We are getting there. It is going very well. I'm Jen.
The road to double digits.
Yeah. So I'm Jen.
I'm Carrie.
And we are here with Depp Heads and Hiddlestoners. And I did not upload last week's episode because I didn't want to give Carrie the opportunity to cheat.
Yeah. I love this, actually.
So he does not have any idea of Barry's answers that he gave to these questions last week. So we're going to see where this goes, see how far we can take it. It's going to be fun. Let's climb down that rabbit hole, shall we?
Very well.
And before we do that, though, I predicted it. I said it. Everybody knows I said it. Amber Heard is at it again.
Okay, what now?
I sent you the article. She has now accused the director and Jason Momoa of torturing her and trying to get her to quit the second Aquaman.
Yeah.
Saying that Jason Momoa was dressing up like Johnny Depp and coming to the set. Okay, honey, since when is jeans and a t-shirt dressing up like Johnny Depp?
Mm-hmm.
In that case, let me see. I dress up like Johnny Depp all the time. Don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And Jason Momoa is always kind of dressed like that.
Oh, yeah. He and Johnny have very similar styles.
Right.
Oh, and here's another thing. Now, supposedly, this was leaked from her therapist's notes that were subpoenaed for the Depp trial, the Depp Heard trial. However, she says that they have been trying to get her to quit Aquaman 2 because of the outcome of the Depp trial. So you tell me how that works.
Okay. Well, I mean, there were already huge boycotts in place like 2 years ago.
Well, I know that, but still, that's not because Jason Momoa at the very beginning said, oh no, you take Amber off this movie, I'm leaving too. He was behind her 100%. So, yeah, no. Those didn't get leaked. Those got leaked on purpose.
Sure.
You'd think the bitch would learn. Okay, you know, she was already unemployable in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Now, she might as well just go on back to whatever Midwest town she came from and hang it up because she is never going to get another acting job, ever. There is no way.
Yeah. You know, early, actually, it might have been the week before, but Elon Musk ended up, I mean, he released them. He didn't leak them, but they essentially released those. You know, he was her boyfriend for a little while after. And he ended up releasing these pictures of her cosplaying as Mercy from Overwatch.
Oh, my God.
And
I'm sorry. I think that's cute.
Huh?
I think it's cute.
Yeah. It's cute, you know, and it kind of, in a way, like, humanized her a little bit, but also during that release, you know, his family ended up coming out and saying some, you know, some statements about her character, and, I mean, the entire world isn't necessarily after Amber Heard. But when you're exhibiting these kind of behaviors and they're the same things.
These reports are coming from various sources that are not connected.
Yeah. Right.
You know, Elon Musk's family, I can't see where there'd be any connection to Johnny.
No.
So, you know, yeah. Oh, and there's a birthday coming up. I'm not sure exactly when, because they still have not released that information. But Tom Hiddleston's baby boy will be a year old very soon.
That's right.
So, yeah. We got that. So that is as far as I've got. That's as far as the, you know, the new news.
Well, and the new trailers that they've released for Loki season 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That
everybody is awesome. Frothing at the mouth, and I gotta say, I don't know what the hell they're gonna be doing, but it looks amazing.
I'm telling you, I cannot wait. Oh, I don't do TV. I don't own a TV. However, I do own a Kindle tablet, and I have Disney Plus. So
I know you're gonna get that.
Oh yeah, I am gonna be watching. If I'm at work, they may have to fire me because I will be watching. Oh, yes, definitely. I can't wait to see where they go with it.
Really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And that is a good point, too. We are going to be discussing our guys and some different movie characters, that type of thing. So, let's get straight to it. You've seen the Star Wars movies, right?
Oh, certainly.
Okay. And, I mean, the first three are my favorite. You know, episodes four, five, and six, those are most diehards are, those are those favorites.
But Dan, I'm one of those.
Absolutely. So, in the first, and we're just talking about the movies now, not the spinoffs, not the series. In the nine Star Wars movies, you've got a bunch of different characters. Who, if you could replace an actor with Johnny and one with Tom, who would you do? Who? What character would you like to see them play? What do you think? And that could be from any Star Wars movie.
Well, you know, if we are, and I'm not sure, but, like, is this sort of like a dream thing where it's regardless of age
and when
it came out?
Oh, yeah.
Well, for God's sake. Definitely. And I love Harrison Ford. And a sacrilege, and he's the only guy really that could have played Han Solo. But
Johnny or Tom?
Johnny. Absolutely, Johnny.
You and Barry think
Johnny
very much alike.
As Han Solo.
Okay, so what about Tom?
It's made the Kessel Run 3.4 light years. And then the Wookiee, you know, hanging out with him. You know, he's got like, it's almost like Benicio del Toro in Fear and Loathing. You know, giant, like, hairy guy that's helping him out.
Well, see, I can see,
smuggling
but I think,
spice.
I think the movies would have turned out a lot different. Not the outcomes, of course. But just the way the movies were portrayed would have come out a lot different as Johnny, or with Johnny as Han Solo. I think the character would have been a bit less of the straight man. He would have been more of the comedian.
Yeah, you know, if I could pick a Johnny Depp, it would be kind of the rogue scoundrel that you see in a few of his movies.
That
you know,
is
not
the
just
closest.
Jack Sparrow, but.
You know. Oh, right. Yeah, that is like the closest I've heard to his personality as well. Is he is a
right.
He's a jokester, he's a trickster, he loves playing practical jokes. He's famous for it on set.
So, yeah, he springs with people in different star systems, you know, if you will.
Yeah. That would be awesome. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and it just kind of feels right.
Yeah.
You know, I could see in Empire Strikes Back right before he's about to get dunked in the carbonite, and he's about to get frozen, where Leia, who ideally would be played by Olivia Munn, would look at him and go, I love you, and I could see Johnny going, I know.
That, you know? Or Johnny looking at her and going, oh, that's nice, I love me too.
You've never said that before. I knew it. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. So how about Tom?
And so for Tom, I see him, and keep an open mind about this, but I see Tom playing a fantastic Kylo Ren.
Holy shit. Wow, you're right.
You know, maybe the mask slash helmet. He's slightly kind of crazy, and it would be. And I don't think it's because I'm thinking of him as being Loki, but if he channeled a little bit of Loki when he's Kylo, I would be happy with that.
I think but you're right.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
He's good with the costumes like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, mine were a little bit off from you guys's. I said I'd like to see Johnny as Darth Sidious, not as the Emperor, and I know they're the same person. I get that.
Right. But Sidious. And well, there were two separate actors.
Yes, there were two separate actors. And I'm saying the Darth Sidious persona would have fit Johnny to a T.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
When you compare, with that in mind, when you compare Johnny's character in Fantastic Beasts, is it that kind of vibe?
Yes.
Right, that Johnny.
Yes. That,
gotcha. Yeah, that's cool.
Not quite Black Mass Johnny, but a whole lot darker than, say, Willy Wonka Johnny.
But I could have seen Sidious maybe as like Barnabas Collins.
Quite a bit darker than Barnabas, but along those lines, yes.
Yeah, right. Well, I could see him doing the total pale, you know, the robes, all the black.
And
nobody wears black like Johnny Depp, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
Oh God, you got it. And the explaining why he's right. No matter how evil it is. Yeah. Which Darth Sidious did quite a bit.
Yeah.
So.
And he did. He did.
Yes. Yes, he did.
You know, I think it would be interesting, actually, to see Johnny do a role where he explains to the good guys what his plans are.
Yeah, that's always the downfall of the bad guys.
Yeah, but it sounds like that's kind of what you're, you know, and Johnny might be kind of the vehicle for that, to where you're like, well,
yeah, Johnny would,
that he's explaining everything, but if Johnny's doing it with that delivery, and you're like, he's got to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. And he'd be the one to pull it off even after he told you what he was doing, because he tells the truth quite a lot. It's amazing how many times that surprises people.
I know, right. Yeah, he's sincere.
Absolutely. Now, for Tom, I went more Loki with Tom. I figured that Tom would make a brilliant, I can't call his name. The Sky City.
Lando.
Yes, Lando. I think Tom would be a brilliant Lando.
Pretty good.
And, of course, as Barry pointed out last week, the clothes don't hurt.
Yeah, true.
And
I'm not doing that. Well, you know, if I may, and it's not a racial thing, but if I could sub.
Right.
I would love to see Samuel Jackson actually as Lando. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I could see it, but Lando would have been a completely different character with Samuel Jackson playing.
Yes, he would have. Yes.
I could just say, motherfucker, I told you to fix this shit. I could see it most definitely.
Yeah, the attack on the Death Star in Return of the Jedi, where they're like charging for it and he's piloting the Millennium Falcon. And he's like, it's a trap, it's a motherfucking trap.
Yeah.
And they like pull up. Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, I could see it definitely.
But yeah, you know, I could kind of see Tom do a few different roles. I'm not saying that he's more versatile, but, you know, him being Kylo, however, I'm going to, you know, die on that hill, because I really do think, like, the helmet, the combat.
Oh, yes. Have you seen the TikTok they have, where I believe it's scenes cut from the second of the last three, I believe. They do the fight scene to I Need a Hero, and it's Kylo Ren and and Ray fighting side by side.
Yeah, and I've seen it with the first one was Britney Spears Toxic.
Oh, yeah. But that scene with I Need a Hero in the background, mm-hmm. I could see Tom doing that. I could see, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Brilliant. I love Kylo. And I can't believe I didn't even think about him when I was doing these questions. Because I'm the one who came up with these questions.
Being a hardcore fan, I was really critical, of course, of the first three.
Oh.
And we can talk about it, and I'm going to always be unfavorable towards the first three. Mm-hmm. And the last three, I'm kind of in the same boat, but for different reasons.
Gotcha.
But I really think that if they would have bought, and Adam Driver is great, and maybe have Hiddleston play somebody else, but it could have been amped and better if you would have put Hiddleston in.
Right, but you also got to remember that might not have been physically possible at the time these movies came out.
With the Marvel filming.
Well, that, and I mean, what year did the last three come out?
I think the last the Skywalker movie was 5 years ago.
Okay, for some reason I was thinking it was a lot further back than that. Because I know episodes 1, 2, and 3 came out. I was...
90s.
Yeah, I was with David.
David
is my ex-husband. He was also a huge Star Wars fan. I remember trying to put together those little friggin' models of the little pod racers and all. I don't do delicate. Okay, I'm the one that fixes stuff around the house with a hammer. All right?
Yeah.
So, no. Not for me doing models, no. Well, not plastic models.
Yeah, me too. You give me a drill and it is like working gears on a stick shift. Grind it till you find it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. So those are some really cool answers. You're going to have to go back after I post it and listen to some of Barry's answers because he had some very good explanations as well.
I don't doubt it.
I wish I could have got you both on the same show, but that would have been a 2-hour show.
Yes.
Okay, so same question, but we are going to include the main type series for this one. So, same question, but Star Trek.
Okay, it gets a little more difficult. So are we talking all of Star Trek?
But I'm only conversant with a few of them. I know Deep Space Nine. I know, the older series and the older movies. But as far as the entire Star Trek universe, no. I am not
conversant. We're on the same page, actually. Yeah. I'm not a big Abrams fan.
Okay.
The first movie was pretty good, but it was squandered. And the movies after that were just awful.
Hey. Second movie was my favorite. Wrath of Khan. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All right, so Johnny, who would you replace with Johnny?
Okay, so this might be kind of a hot take.
Okay.
But we're talking about, Starfleet, and they're very proper. They follow the Prime Directive. They're an explorer/military organization. And fitting Johnny into something like that is difficult. What was the movie that he did you were talking about? It was very, very recent where it was a period piece, and it was just an awful commanding officer.
Waiting for the Barbarians.
Yeah, that's an exception, but he played a thoroughly evil bastard there. So
yes.
I can't put him as any part of the regular crew. That being said, I submit respectfully, listeners, Johnny would have been a fantastic Harry Mudd.
Hmm.
And if you're going to get Johnny to be Harry Mudd, you're going to have to do a whole movie about this, baby.
Absolutely.
You know, he was the, and again, he's kind of a scoundrel. And I'm not trying to fall back on and say that he's, you know, going to do only scoundrel roles, but we're talking about Star Trek here, and Johnny playing somebody that's with Starfleet just does not equate to me.
Okay, wait till you hear my answer then.
Okay, so, what you got?
Okay, for Johnny, and, you know, everybody, Barry thought I had lost my mind. I could see Johnny doing a fantastic Scotty.
Yeah, I can, you know what? If we're going to go with some Starfleet personnel, Scotty is the guy.
Yep.
That he would be, and the accent would be perfect.
Yep.
Actually, that's a fantastic answer.
I definitely see it.
Fact.
I mean, could you see it? He's back there, you know, playing solitaire or something? Yeah. Oh, it's not going to be fixed for another 4.5 hours. Scotty always adjusted his time so that it looked like he was a miracle worker when he got it done in half the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can see Scotty back there, you know, goofing off, playing solitaire, you know. Maybe getting laid.
and to kind of connect these things, if you've seen it, yeah, the new Star Trek movie, Simon Pegg.
Yes.
Plays Scotty.
Yes.
And he had that assistant, that short alien guy. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
He was an alien that was kind of his buddy in the first movie. He was there in the second movie, I think.
I haven't seen the second one. I have seen the first one, though.
But that guy, I forgot what the actor's name is, and you know what his name is, but he is also the guy that played all of the Oompa Loompas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Willy Wonka. Or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, what's his name? Delruland or something like that. He's an Indian-American actor.
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
So if he were to take the role of Scotty, he would be reunited with one of his good friends.
That would be cool as it could be.
I think so.
All right.
Scotty is a fantastic answer.
I love it. Well, see, Scotty is one of my favorite, and always has been, one of my favorite characters.
Oh.
And to see one of my favorite actors in that role would be amazing. Not saying that the actor that played the original Scotty was bad. No, he's the reason that Scotty is one of my favorite characters.
Sure. Yeah.
He's amazing. But just the opportunity to see, say, Johnny in that role would be just incredible.
Yeah, he would certainly have the accent down.
I think the character would turn out a bit different with Johnny playing the role of Scotty.
Yeah.
So what about Tom? What do you think about Tom?
Okay, so another hot take. And I'm taking Tom at his age currently. Right now.
Gotcha.
But damn it. And I feel awful saying this. This is another hot take, but it not only to the listener, but myself. I think that he would have made a fantastic, we ever rebooted it like Abrams did, a fantastic Jean-Luc Picard.
Wow. Okay.
Absolutely. He would have the English mannerisms / French.
And very rarely ever getting upset, you know, very... very with it, very controlled.
Yeah, you know, I would like to see him handle it the way he kind of, you know, doing Picard, but doing Picard with that sort of sensibility that he did when he did the Night Manager.
Yes.
You know, absolutely cares about his crew, which is something that Picard was known for. You mm-hmm. know, Picard was very conscientious. And Tom was, he plays characters that are conscientious, but in the thick of it, very well.
Right. Absolutely, he does. Yeah, I would.
He would have to cut the hair, of course. I would love to see him in like a nice, you know, kind of, you know, tight haircut. We haven't seen that yet.
Oh, yeah, we have. We just haven't seen it recently.
Wow. Good
he point. Had a high and tight when he did Skull Island.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The veteran.
Absolutely. Now, see, I went exactly opposite you when I was thinking about a good character, what a character I would love to see Tom play. It's one of my favorites. I love the actor who played it. But I would love to see Tom do it as well. Khan. Khan. Now, Khan was originally played by Ricardo Montalban. And by the way, guys, that is not a chest plate, just so you know. Ricardo Montalban is built like a brick shit house.
Oh, right. Oh my God.
But, you know, I loved the character. I loved the actor. I would love to see Tom step in. And Khan was not, quote, evil.
No.
He had different goals than the Starfleet did.
Yeah. And he was, like, let's face it, when it comes down to it, he was trying to do his own thing, and they caught him doing it.
Yep.
They should have, like, sent him maybe to prison to do 20 years or whatever, but no, they marooned his ass
right.
with his innocent people on essentially Mars. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But Tom does not, I mean, Loki is iffy, but Loki is chaotic neutral, okay? Loki is not evil.
Correct.
I would love to see Tom. That's why I keep naming these bad guy characters. I would love to see Tom in a role that most people would consider truly evil. I think he could pull it off. I think he would be amazing at it. I think he would be just as convincing as Johnny is when Johnny plays these diabolical characters. It's not something that we've seen. And I would love to see it. I would love to see that side of Tom on the big screen.
Yeah, we would consider it, we would say, oh, it's a challenge because he hasn't done it before, but you know it would not actually be a challenge. You'd be like, you know what, all right.
I think it could be a challenge depending on how close in touch he is with his own demons. We all have them. Some of us hide them away. Some of us put them on the front porch and give them a drink.
Yeah. You know what, though? I kind of disagree in a way. I think he is that much of an actor to where he just draws deep from within. And it's not necessary, but and then he extrapolates on it.
Right.
I really do consider, you know, when we talk about alignments in actors, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think that Johnny is probably chaotic good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whereas you look at Hiddleston, neutral good, maybe
bordering lawful good.
Yeah, bordering lawful good, exactly.
Oh,
and
yes.
So when we kind of look at their roles, I think that helps to sort of solidify it.
Right. And,
then him, like, just quote-unquote being a pure evil.
It's
I
just
think that
different.
He could manufacture. I think that he could draw up enough of that neutral where you're doing that line where he's like, you know what, they want me to kind of draw up on like some really dark stuff.
Oh yeah, he could probably scare the hell out of us just as bad as Johnny can.
Yeah. But that being said, that's just the kind of actor he is. He's not going as far deep in the well as we think he is, or as far deep in the well as Johnny's like, well, I'm hitting the well.
Yeah, well, you actually have to go down and make sure he's still breathing because he hadn't come back up yet.
Yeah, John, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Barry asked this one. So, I'm going to ask you. And I will tell you what my answers were after I hear yours.
Okay.
All right. So, we're doing the Devheads and Hiddlestoners thing. We've been doing this podcast for damn near 2 years now. If someone said, okay, look, we're going to pay you for the podcast, but you've got to add a third. And a third, let's say, actor, male. So we've got to have another male, just one, though, to
Yep,
as a permanent addition to Depthheads and Hiddlestoners. Who's the actor?
That's tough, because I've got a few people.
I know.
But ultimately, when it comes down to it, really, respectfully, I'm going to go with Nicolas Cage.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why? The monotone wonder?
And you're like, why? And I'm like, what do you mean, why? And I know what you mean. Yes. All right. I'm just like gearing up.
Nicolas Cage is an incredible actor. I do give him that. I'm just not a fan of his method of delivery.
Okay, yeah, sure. Well, he's not required to act whenever we're doing the podcast.
True, true.
And he knows a lot about this stuff. You know, when he was marrying and divorcing Maria Lee Presley. Or Lisa Marie Presley.
Lisa Marie, yeah.
He had to sell a whole lot of comic books. Really, he did. And classic pinball tables.
Why?
That were considered, you know, antiques to pay that stuff off.
Oh, wow.
He ended up going in and doing the, and there's tons of photos, he did the initial tests to be the new Superman when they were rebooting it, and it ended up getting into development hell, and some 6 or 7 years later they got Brandon Routh to do it. But there's a whole lot of documentation of him and the screen test stuff and the Superman costume, and he loved it, and he didn't look right in it.
No.
Thank God.
It's like Hiddleston auditioning for the role of Thor.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it didn't, babe. It did. Yeah, right. I'm like, you know,
when I first
he wanted to name his first child with, I think it was with Lisa Marie Presley. He wanted to name that child Kal-El.
Oh, God.
And it was a big, big thing. And a lot of people think that it might have contributed to the breakup because he was very insistent, Kal-El Cage.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm sorry. As a mom myself, mom has ultimate veto when it comes to names.
Well, one of the reasons that my first child, Kara, was named Kara is because that's the name of Supergirl.
Oh,
Kara, and if it was going to be a boy, for 2 weeks I was on this drive where I'm like, I want to name him Kal-El Kelso.
You did not.
I did.
I'm so glad Angel told you no.
Well, we ended up kind of, you know, in a compromise.
Okay.
And it was, well, and it was a girl anyway.
Right.
But she's like, well, how about Kara? And I'm like, all right, great.
But you did eventually have a boy, and his name is not Kal-El.
True. Okay. Oh, yeah, okay, and I don't know how to respond to that. You're right.
All right, so Nicolas Cage. All right, I will take that. Okay, now how about if they said you have to add a third, but it's got to be female?
I've got two people in mind. They're different energy levels.
Okay.
And sorry, but I got to go with Tilda Swinton.
Wow. Okay. That was a thought of mine as well.
Because she is the intellectual. And you and I, she knows a lot about, she's a cinemaphile.
She would be one that would snatch Johnny up by his earlobe and be like, you need to straighten your act up.
Well, if it's like the three of us on a mic. I like to think that you and I would be, well, like everybody's used to us, to where we kind of riff. She knows cinema, and she would probably be the orderly one.
She would also probably be the one to be like, yeah, you're wrong. No.
Yeah, right.
No, see, that or absolutely, you know, I did find that, I did hear about that, or, you know, that, or just, no. And she's also one that tells it like it is without being a complete bitch. You know, she's not going to sit there and tear somebody down and call it telling it like it is. No, baby, you're being a bitch.
No, I think she'd be measured.
But she can sit there and go, you know, well, that, like the movie we were going to review that we haven't, I was expecting a bit more from the actresses that were involved in this, but for what it was, I could just see her doing it just that way.
Yeah, you know, other honorable mentions, I think that Elizabeth Olsen would be fantastic.
Okay.
She's definitely got enough XP and the Marvel stuff. And, you know, when you're...
Now, it doesn't have to be somebody that they've worked with.
Hmm?
It does not have to be someone they've worked with.
Yeah, no, but these people, but right. Given the subject matter, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
She's through osmosis, even if she doesn't like the fandom, which I'd like to think that maybe she does a little bit. She's got that insight, you know.
Right.
Scarlett Johansson, I would like to say yes, but I think that Elizabeth Olsen and Tilda Swinton would just contribute more factually and information-wise.
Okay.
You know, those two actresses, I think, would... I also thought about Dame Judi Dench. I know that sounds crazy, but...
She would be amazing. The problem is that she's at that age, she would be a bitch, telling it like it is.
Yeah, at that point, it's the other way, and it's like the English grandmother, oh, rubbish.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Rubbish and poppycock.
Yeah, poppycock. Okay, now I get to claim one where you're like, I can't believe you used that word. I can't believe you used that word. Yes, but it's true. She'd be like, oh, poppycock. You don't know anything about theater.
That or, oh, balderdash.
Yes, right, bullocks. Oh, shit, she said bullocks.
Yup.
She stirred up.
Of course, I can see Dame Judi Dench going, you know what? Bullshit.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, she is definitely one of those that catches you by surprise, like, God, what was her name? Betty White used to catch people by surprise all the time. She had a mouth like a sailor.
Yeah, and one more honorable mention, I would probably go with Jeri Ryan, who played Seven of Nine.
Okay.
Or I would go with Tricia Helfner, who played Number 6 in Battlestar Galactica. Those two, because they're very similar, they were quote-unquote cheesecake. They were bought on to kind of be cheesecake.
Gotcha.
But when you see their interviews and you go to cons, they did their homework, and they know a lot about science fiction, like the psychology behind science fiction cinema.
They actually took the time to do the research on what they were acting in.
Yeah,
instead
of
just taking
surprised.
A script and going, okay, this is it.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are like, well, they're models and they're just to be cheesecake, but these were actually intelligent women that talk about specifically science fiction, not just their franchises, but science fiction in general. So
yeah, and it's about time people in general learn that just because you're attractive doesn't mean you're stupid.
Thank you. Or a good actress.
Yeah. It does not mean just because you're a model, okay, you can be a model and a rocket scientist. It has been done.
Yes. Yes, it has. Yes.
So,
this is documented. Yeah. It has been done.
So for me, I could kind of surprised because I thought at least on the male character, you and I would have named the same one.
What you got?
Keanu Reeves. Here is why. All right. I've said many, many times that Johnny and Tom are two sides of the same coin. They've been through a lot of the same experiences, but the way they react to them are completely opposite. Keanu shares enough character traits with each one. If they're two sides of a coin, Keanu is the nickel filling in between. It would be perfect.
Yeah, he is kind of a bridge, isn't he?
Yeah, between the two.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. You know what? That is a better answer. Like, really, really, he does have that. No, he does have that bridge, and he's insightful. You're quite right.
The only problem with Keanu would be maybe not bringing in much of a differing subset to the podcast where, you know, you've got Johnny in this extreme, Tom in this extreme, and Keanu is one way or the other. He's not, like, a totally new.
He really is kind of the neutral.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, for the female, for the woman, I had two that I was fighting in between.
What you got?
The obvious choice for me anyway was Charlize Theron. She is so dynamic and she can do anything. She can act any role. She is just incredible. I cannot say enough about the woman. She just impresses me so much. But on the other hand, someone who does not get near the attention and the applause that she deserves. And, you know, being 6'3" is not, you know, a bad thing. Elizabeth Debicki.
Oh!
I mean, being 6'3" cannot be understated. That is just, I know she didn't do anything to achieve that, but damn. But those were my two.
You know, and very quickly, I kind of... All right, your first choice, Charlize.
Uh-huh.
What I was talking about with you could be a supermodel, but do you really understand science fiction and that sort of thing? I want to change mine to Charlize Theron.
Okay, because yeah, she does understand science fiction.
She does. Like, I really think she does.
Oh,
you know,
she does.
Like, she's been doing this for a long time. You know, I remember Aeon Flux.
Oh, God, yes. I love that movie.
Yeah, and I mean, that was, she must possibly be ageless, because if I'm not mistaken, that was like the very early 2000s.
And she, I mean, Devil's Advocate was early.
You know, and Hancock, you know, yep. She clearly was tapping into something.
Yeah.
You know, Will Smith did great, and he really did.
Oh, he rocked
it. But Charlize playing the actual goddess, if you will, that
right.
was cognizant of all of her actions. There was just something that she brought to that was so believable.
And Charlize can explain the multiverse, which is something I've never known anyone else to be able to do. I know what it is. I understand what it is. But to explain it to someone else in a way that they could understand... I'm at a loss. I can't do it.
Yeah, right. Charlize would.
Charlize right. has.
Yes. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Example?
I'm trying to remember which actor it was, but one of the actors made the comment that that Charlize had explained the multiverse to her and explained how and why it worked.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
So...
Yeah, I think that I officially I'd like to start this recording over and cite Charlize or not, you know, Charlize, if you ever have like a free, you know, Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. Call in.
Call in, you know.
Hang out in just a minute. We'll give you the phone number.
Yeah.
But
good answer.
Yep. And I think. Yeah, we got time for one more, and this is the last one. Originally, I said a book to movie that has not been done. But I had to revise that. Because there are a lot of books out there that have been made into movies that suck. Because they didn't follow the, you know, they did not follow the character lines, the storylines of the book. Yep. It's got the title. It's got the characters have the same names. But really, it can't be. That's not that. No. It's just shares the name. That's it.
This might be a good idea for a show, just saying.
Oh, yeah.
This might constitute a show.
Oh, yeah. It certainly would. But, you know, my choice, of course, was the Wheel of Time series. I'd like to see Johnny play Perrin, and I would like to see Hiddleston play Matt.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, I'm on board with Perrin, and Johnny being Perrin.
You Absolutely. Know the Wheel of Time?
Yeah.
How did I not know this?
Well, to be fair, I know about Wheel of Time from the Amazon series.
Okay. We are no longer friends.
Okay. yep. And that's why I hesitate.
No, honey. The books, that is not, okay, that okay, is okay. not the Wheel oh of Time God. Series. That it's just named oh the same. God. There's nothing in that series that is anything like the books. Perrin was never married before he met Fael. Rand and Egwene never had sex. Let's see.
Okay, that, no.
Oh, yeah. I can go on and on, okay? I hated that series.
And, you know, I... So I never read them. However, like my ex, she was like fanatical over it. And I've got I've got a lot of nerd friends that are like Wheel of Time people. Robert Jordan.
Yeah, Robert Jordan and Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
God, I can't call his last name. Ended up finishing the series after Robert passed.
Well, were you satisfied with his work?
Actually, I was. It was obvious that he was leaning heavily on Robert's notes and their conversations about how Robert wanted those last books to go. But there's quite a bit, if you read the original, the first three or four books, and then they allude to stuff that happens in the last several books. Well, it's changed. It's different. There's a little different flavor to it. And you can definitely tell that is the co-author's work, and it works. It works. It makes it better instead of detracting from it.
Okay. You know, I remember we were all on like a death watch on Robert Jordan, and he was not going to complete those last two books.
Right.
You know, it was pretty obvious, and people were talking about it online.
Yeah.
You know, and then he did, in fact, pass, and they ended up getting the writer commissioned, and he was
vetted. Oh, no. He worked on the last, like, six books with Robert.
Yeah, but, you know, after the death.
Robert said that if anyone completed those books, it had to be him. That was in his will.
Well, at that point, you just have to kind of accept it.
Yeah.
You know, and if it doesn't wrap up, I mean,
disappointing. They went over and over and over Robert's wishes for those books. So, you know, I can't imagine the family or the, you know, the heir to the estate or whatever allowing anyone else to touch them. I cannot imagine it. Because Brandon Sanders, that's his name. They went over and over and over how Robert wanted the basic outline of how Robert wanted those last books to go. So I can't imagine that the family allowing anyone else to have anything to do with it.
Yes, I understand. You know, and this is very similar to like Ian Fleming. You know, and they're very protective of that franchise. And so whoever they pick, that's the guy.
Mm-hmm. And you can bet he's been vetted 1,000 times before he ever gets close to these books.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
All right, so your pick. Book to movie. And basically, what book? Any book. What book? Is there a character that you would like to see Johnny play? A character you'd like to see Tom play? Because that's essentially what this boils down to.
There's just... there's so many.
You're like me. You read a lot. Or you used
to. Okay, all right. You know what? I'll do this, but it's going to be a segue to your opinions on it.
Okay.
Because you're familiar, I think, with the source material.
Okay.
And I'm always going to, and maybe I'm a cheese, but I'm always going to kind of go to, like, the original Ian Fleming books.
Okay.
For James Bond.
Gotcha. And, all right.
And when you gave me this assignment, I was like, yeah, you know, but what if we, you know, went to other franchises, et cetera, et cetera. And I think about Sean Connery. Okay. I think about Roger Moore. I think about Pierce Brosnan.
All
I think
good,
about Daniel Craig.
All good Bonds.
But if we were in a timeless sort of thing.
Right.
Which Bond would Johnny replace successfully? And which Bond would Hiddleston replace successfully?
I was going to say that's easy.
I think it is.
I
think it's easy, but I've got a feeling you're probably going to convince me otherwise because you're on point tonight. Like, you're killing it.
Oh, I've had a lot of time to think about it.
Well, and I'm going to do like a quick volunteer. Uh-huh. I always thought that Johnny, because he did some fantastic kind of period pieces, and he made a great impression on me in the Rum Diaries. And I think that him doing the Connery movies.
That's gotta be Johnny.
That's gotta be Johnny.
See, that was, and their personalities.
Oh, yes. Matt. Yes. Him and Sean Connery were almost two peas in a pod.
Oh, my God, I know. The only difference is Johnny is out there and his personal life is out there for everybody to see, and Connery kind of kept his a little bit closer to the vest.
You know, yeah, but, you know, also that Connery's Bond was kind of a scoundrel.
Uh-huh. He was.
You know, he was like the evil deaths, you know, to you know, it was some, like, elaborate ways.
Oh, yeah, but he was an unapologetic scoundrel. That's right. What I loved about it, you know. Yeah, right. I did it, so.
You know, and that being said, for Hiddleston, I'm kind of torn. I love Pierce Brosnan, don't get me wrong. But
oh my God, I was going to say Pierce Brosnan, are you kidding?
Well, and when it comes to Brosnan...
Or Daniel Craig.
Stop. You're reading my mind.
Too late.
You're reading my mind.
And I've been doing that for how long now?
What? Sure, this is true. but you know, I love Brosnan, but he is known as the James Bond as runway model.
Yeah.
And he did a fantastic job as Bond, but he was the pretty, he did like the pouts.
Oh, I know. You know,
and that sort of thing.
And he was like the playboy.
Yes. He was the overt sex appeal.
Yes.
And I think that Hiddleston would have been able to have, I mean, can you imagine? That being said, I like Daniel Craig. I like him. I don't love him.
Right.
If we could have gone back in time, I honestly wish that Hiddleston, and again, we have to be removed by a few years, Hiddleston would have made a better Bond. I'll say it.
Oh!
I'm saying it right now. He would have made a better Bond than Daniel Craig.
And, I won't say better. I will say he would have made a Bond that I would have liked. I would have enjoyed more. Because, you know, it's people's opinions. And maybe, you know, the type of Bond that Craig portrayed you know, hit with a lot of people. With me, not so much.
You're right.
So, yeah, I could definitely see Hiddleston in the movies that Craig was in. And I probably would have enjoyed them a whole hell of a lot more.
You know, and I'm not being a favoritist, but I think I would have too.
And I mean, don't get me wrong. I do love Daniel Craig. I think he's amazing. I really do. I mean, I like that he's not the poster boy for, you know, for Hollywood. You know, he's not that slick, shiny. He's more like Viggo Mortensen. He looks better. A little scruffy. Oh, yeah. Viggo Mortensen? Okay, no. Put him in a suit, shave him, cut his hair. Oh, hell no. You can take that shit somewhere else. But you scruff him up like he was in Hidalgo? Oh, sign me up. I'm in. Same goes for Daniel Craig. He looks better with a little scruff. He looks better a little, yeah, I almost want to say a little beat up.
Yeah, well, and he was in Road to Perdition.
Yeah, he's not the shiny new penny. He's
He was an awful, like, gangster person, and he looked like an alcoholic gangster, and he looked at the kid, and he's like, you know what, kid, life's fucked up. And that's where I actually first came across Daniel Craig.
Wow.
You know, and then they named him as Bond, and I was like, no way. I was one of those detractors, and I guess he pulled it off.
Well,
but
he did.
Is that kind of guy where you're used to him being more...
more scruffy, you know, more dark.
Yeah, he's more dark, he's gloomy, he's more physically big. He's like super buff James Bond. Like, James Bond works out 3 hours a day. I'm more like looking at, like, Hiddleston.
See, I thought that Sean Connery was large to be Bond, but he pulled it off. Sean Connery, back in the day, was buff as hell.
Yes,
he was huge.
Yeah, before we got into, like, microbiotics, you know, right.
Yeah, I had the same thought about him, but then I saw the Bond movies, and I was like, you know what? Never mind. That's what started my love affair with Sean Connery. You know, I was in my early teens, and this man is in his 40s, 50s at the time.
Yeah, right. At that point, yes.
And, you know, I'm in my, right at 12, 13, 14 years old, and I'm going, I want to have his children. Yeah. Sign me up for that.
Yeah. You know? Kind of like Sam Elliott.
Yes. Know, like the Scottish version of Sam Elliott.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's what started my love affair with Sean Connery was, you know, seeing him in these Bond movies.
Yeah, you know, and so that's kind of, you know, we don't know who the next Bond's going to be, that sort of thing, and the speculation. I still hold out hope because Hiddleston has always been kind of in the running, if you will, in public opinion for being the next James Bond. Yep. And he ended up making the comments where people were like, you know, Daniel Craig is going to step down. This is recent.
Yeah, I know. He's still in the running. Idris Elba, unfortunately, has withdrawn himself.
Well, and he's rejected it for
said he was too
racism
old.
Stuff and the I'm too old.
Which I'm sorry.
Hiddleston is still at that point where he can do it.
Oh, but I'm sorry. Idris Elba? Oh, all you got to do is take one look at Heimdall? Oh, there ain't no such thing as too old, baby. Uh-uh.
No, dude, he's like one of the top five studs.
Oh, my God.
We still need to, you know, consider, like, the studs and the babes of the Marvel Universe. But
maybe we'll do that next week.
I think that'd be great.
Okay.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, not a surprise. I mean, you know, this isn't a spoiler. I think everybody knows Idris Elba is going to make that list.
Oh, absolutely.
The contact lenses is just frame the golden armor.
Okay, here's the challenge for next week then. Okay, we're going to do the buff bods and babes of the MCU this time for next week.
Okay.
And just because they're in the MCU doesn't mean it has to be the MCU character that makes you think, you know, that puts them in that category. Like, Elizabeth Debicki was in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, she was cute and pretty and all that, but she wasn't dynamic. I mean, just seeing her there would not put her in the babes category. However, right. Seeing her in Night Manager would.
Well, now you know, right.
You see what I'm saying? So just absolutely. Because you don't have to use the MCU character, it just has to be an actor.
The actress.
In the MCU.
Right, or actor or actress. Right, right.
So... All right.
I'm gonna throw in Sebastian actually for actor.
All right. So now we both have homework.
Oh boy. I don't know. You know, we do have homework, but this is gonna be kind of easy.
Oh, I'm telling you, it is.
And fun.
Oh, of course.
If you guys wanted a spicy, you know, if you guys want a spicy one, then you probably come to the right place next week.
Oh, yeah. And the end of October. Let's see. I don't have my calendar handy, so I can't tell you what day. The last podcast in October, guys, is going to be our 2-year anniversary. And... Carrie is the one running this show. So he's going to be the one who decides the content. He's going to be the one who decides what we're doing, what we're talking about, if we have any special guests. So, yeah, Carrie, we need to talk about that. But we are at that time. We hit it dead on. It's 1 hour and 1 minute and 54 seconds. So contact information. You give yours, and then I'll give the podcast.
Mako3303@hotmail.com is always reliable. I check it every day, ladies and gentlemen. And also on PlayStation Network, I'm Traveler2300, 2 L's, no spaces.
All right, so you guys got that. Now, you can reach us several different ways. We have the dedicated phone line. That phone is turned on and charged 24/7. I can't guarantee you we will always answer it. But it will always be there to take a message, and we will call you back. That phone number is 949-373-5476. So you can reach us through the phone line if you don't feel like talking to us. If you just want to give us your opinion, you can do that a couple of ways. You can go to depthheadsandhiddlestoners@yahoo.com. That is all one word, no spaces, no capital letters. Or you can go to depthheadshiddlestoners, no spaces, no caps, .com. Or you can go to barryreese.net and click on the link. Let's see. Yep. Show and the blog is caught up or will be again this evening. I caught the blog up 2 weeks ago, but did not post last week's for the reasons I have already described. So we're going to go ahead and post those tonight, and we'll be all caught up.
This way. That was good.
Well, I didn't think that you would actually cheat and listen to the podcast to see what Barry had to say, but I wanted to make sure you didn't have the opportunity either.
Right.
But, so, next week, same bat time, same bat channel. We'll be doing buff bods and babes of the MCU.
Yes.
Sounds like you've been waiting on this one.
Yeah, this will be fun.
Absolutely. It's always fun. Come on now.
I've already got a solid list. So.
Alrighty then. Looks like I'm going to do some work.
Let's not forget the Eternals. I'm just throwing that out there.
Sorry, one of my favorite actresses in the world is in the Eternals. So.
I agree. Exactly. A couple of amazing actresses were in that. I hate that it got the hate that it got. I thought it was fantastic.
It was amazing. It really was. It really was. It was incredible. But on that note, guys, we are running out of time. We gotta go. So, until next week.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Jen.
Peace and love.
Love and peace, guys. Next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.